Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. You know, more than 200 years ago, 1776, the same year that our nation was founded, Adam Smith was in Scotland. And he's Adam Smith, as you may know, is the father of modern economics and the author of the landmark book, The Wealth of Nations. It's a hard book to read, but it's fascinating if you can figure out how, and if you can buy the version that I have, which is annotated, so to speak. It makes it easier. But there's some wonderful principles in this book, and I highly recommend it to you. But you gotta have you kind of can't have a life if you're like me, if you're really interested in this. Or you can just listen to my show and you can get the cliff notes of all this. But Adam Smith was a pretty smart guy. And he was a guy who really thought about the economy and about history. And he identified in this work, The Wealth of Nations, he identified what he considered to be the three most important inventions of humanity. One of them was money, the ability for you and me to transfer money and not have to barter everything. And the second one was what he called economic tables, which basically is mathematics and the ability to keep records, financial records. And I agree with that. And the third one, though, he said, was writing. One of the three great inventions of mankind is writing. Now, you know, isn't that great? Well, you know, more than a couple hundred years later, the Internet, we have the Internet now, right? And it's powered the written word to levels unimaginable, even a generation ago, let alone 200 years ago. And in fact, the driving force behind this, the handy new media maxim, content is king, goes all the way back to what Smith said, the written word, content is king. When I first started saying content is king back in the 90s, primarily, we were talking about the written word because that's what the Internet was primarily all about. It's what websites were mostly all about. Even though in those days I was simulcasting on the Internet and I was creating podcasts all the way back to 99, still, the content is king began with the written word. Today, we're consumers of many kinds of online content. We got the streaming audio and video. That's something people do all the time right now. But even in the face of all that multimedia majesty, iTunes, YouTube, Vimeo, etc., even in the face of all that, most of the kingly content is still in the graphic form, so highly regarded by Smith, the written word. So what does all this mean for you as a small business owner? Well, it's simple. In an area when content is king, if you want to connect with customers competitively and stay relevant to them, stay connected in a relevant way, you have to produce more written words than ever before. And I've been telling you this for a long time, but it can't just be written words, just any written words. The kind, for example, it can't just be the kind you hire a pro like me to write for you. They need to be authentic words, meaning your own words. Since 1999, long before blogs and social media, two of the things I've encouraged you to do, as you know, I've encouraged you to develop writing skills, and to publish more of your own words online, words that communicate to and connect with relevance to customers. Now, here we are in the second decade of the 21st century. Prospects and customers want to read about your stuff. They want you that you sell, and they want that available to them before they even meet you. That's right. They want to find out what you have to say before they've even met you. But they want more than marketing messages. They want authentic, straight from the horse's mouth information that delivers three things that are increasingly a big deal to customers. They want your voice, they want your vision, and they want to hear your values. Values of the human beings behind the stuff. As it may be unartful, it may be unscripted, but they want to hear those authentic words coming out of the mouths of the human beings behind the stuff, behind the company. This is really a huge part of relevance in the age of the customer, my friends. So don't worry if you're not a professional wordsmith like me. I am. I'm a wordsmith. I make my living with writing words and saying words. And so you don't have to be, or if you don't like me as a good example, pick any one of my Brain Trust members. You don't have to be a professional wordsmith. When you need fancy words, and sometimes you do, sometimes you need artful words that are like for a strategic marketing message, online or otherwise, or a brochure, hire a pro for that. No question about that. Hire a pro for those words. But you must become comfortable with conveying your vision, your values, and your words, your voice about a variety of issues. From explaining how to use a product that you sell to a local cause you care about, to your philosophy on serving customers, you must become more comfortable with doing that. And it's just fine. It's okay if some of those words are also delivered by your employees, because your customers know your employees. Remember what I said. They want the voice, the vision, and the values of the human beings behind your stuff. That could be you. It needs to be you, but it also could be your employees. In the age of the customer, my friends, now armed with as much information as the businesses they patronize, meaning they now control the information as much as you do, customers expect to be treated more like insiders. And the good news is that no one makes this connection. This bringing customers inside, making them feel connected. No one does this better than you and your small business. Congratulations, my friends. Let customers read about your authentic side with your voice, vision, and values. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
But when you're walking down that street, and you ain't had enough.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.